the way mina engibona ngakhona, I think uMula kusounda as if uyafuna ukuthi aphumele kahle kahle egcekeni, ukuthi investigation yakhe iyakhombisa ukuthi kukhona ubugeleke eqobeni zwayo ngoTrump, obstruction of justice. But I think at the same time i-Justice Department ile mithetho yayo njengoba echilo layo ukuthi ku-unconstitutional ukuthi yena athi upresident kule cala lenzileyo ngoba akala mvumo yokuthi akwenze lokho. So I think in other words uzama ukutshela i-Congress ukuthi lina yini elile power yokuthi li-indicte u-Trump ngezinto lezi engizikhulumayo. So mina ibhora sengiliphosela kini ukuthi lina shoni ukuthi libona njani. And sibonile after i-interview yakhe yona leyo ukuthi ama-Democrats amaningi especially la afuna ukurun against u-Trump next year sebememeza kakhulu ngendaba yokuthi impeachment mayenzakale ngoba sokusobala-ke makuphuma Mula ukuthi ngempela kukhona okwenzakalayo ngoTrump ngendaba ye-obstruction ye-justice.
Manje ubona kusenzakala yini ukuthi bam-impeach-e njengoba sizwa kuthiwa bakhona abanye abangani bamadolonzima kudaba lona?
Yeah, I think eventually ngokubona kwami uspeaker wama-Democrat uNancy Pelosi nguye uyispeaker we-Congress ye-House of Representatives, nguye nje umuntu so far ongathi uthi yena kunzima ukuthi bam-impeach-e kungakabi le broader support evela kumuntu wonke lawa amanye ama-Republicans. So I think Congress into ezoyenza yiyona leyo ukuthi bazoqhubeka ngama-investigation abawenzayo besaphina abantu. But sesibonile ukuthi uTrump usevelelayo wathi angeke ngisa-cooperate anymore.
Manje njengoba kuyiwa kukhetho ngomnyaka ozayo, udaba lolu sizabona luphela na kumbe uTrump enganqoba luzavuka njalo?
Well, I think both sides, ama-Republican uTrump lawa ama-Democrat, I think the bonke bathenga isikhathi ukuthi udaba lolu lungaphethi kuze kufike ngesikhathi sama-election. Then besokusiya ngabantu bona ngokubona wabo ukuthi baya votela yini uTrump ukuthi aqhubeke for eminye iminyaka eyi-4 noma bayabhiliva ukuthi kulamacala awenzayo ukuthi azawine before le obstruction ayenzayo, and therefore bamfulathele bengasamvoteli the way abamvotela ngakhona ngo-2016.
Lona udaba lolu lulakhona ukubangela ukuthi abanye bengamvoteli uTrump?
Oye, kakhulu, ngoba abaningi abamvotelayo uTrump bavota becabanga ukuthi bafuna i-change, bafuna ukuvotela umuntu ongasiye esingathi established politician ovele ngumuntu because bese bedinekile nge-gridlock esibonakala e-Washington DC. So uTrump the way awuya ngakhona njengomuntu ozithi usomabhizinisi ule mali zakhe. So abantu abaningi babebona ukuthi hayi, kungangcono sitraye lo muntu ongusomabhizinisi onemali zakhe, then maybe izinto zingaqala ukumuva. I-gridlock le esiyibonayo singaqala ukubona i-progress ngoba bese kule gridlock enkulu kakhulu sibona ama-government shutdowns lanani ngokungazwisisani phakathi kwama-Democrats nama-Republicans. So abaningi esingathi ngama-independent abase-center bagcina besithi ngcono sitraye lo musha ngoba ubuya from ngaphandle, akabuyi from i-establishment evele ise-Washington DC esiyi-problem. So I think abaningi sebebona-ke ngale investigation kamula lakho konke sebekubonile so far nge-behavior yakhe uTrump nje njalo, even inkulumo zakhe, lezenzo zakhe, even ama-trade wars la, ama-tariff wars asewaqalile le-China ase-affecta ama-farmer amaningi. Bayacomplain ukuthi umuntu losamvotela but ama-tariff la asesibulala ama-business ethu asesifa. So I think abantu abaningi sebebona ukuthi uTrump akusuye umuntu ababecabanga ukuthi ungakhona bemvotela. So ya, ama-polls akhombisa ukuthi vele ama-ratings akhe uTrump are very low for any president, especially president oya towards ama-election. So kuzoba nzima kakhulu especially this time around kungelancedo lwama-Russian, angibone ephumele